And certainly those three folks exemplified the passion for the community.
And willingness to work
Yeah,
together, I think, was the
absolutely.
other key piece,
That's
which,
the other bit.
because
That's the other piece.
Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters. Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet, WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin, Mass. FM radio dial. Yeah, that dial or push button you can preset to 102.9 in the FM band. That's the one. There was a town council meeting last night, a relatively normal agenda and schedule of completion. And we're talking with our town council chair this morning to do a recap and quarterbacking session. Good morning, Tom. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Steve. Last night was one of our shorter ones, so that's it was good to get out a little bit early, but all's good this morning.
All's good this morning, indeed. Yes. And you started with the some appointments. So Agricultural Commission and Council on Aging had some individual seats being filled.
Yeah, and again, it's I always like to take this opportunity to thank the folks for stepping up and volunteering of their time for any of these committees or subcommittees. In this case, we had an appointment to the Agricultural Commission, and that's Jennifer Sweeney, and she'll actually be sitting in the associate seat for now. But that appointment was ratified by the council last night, and we thank Jen for stepping forward and donating of her time. And then our second one is, a familiar name. To Council on Aging. I think I said it last night, and I'll say it again, the ultimate volunteer being Roberta Trahan, who stepped forward to serve on the Council on Aging. So we thank Roberta for stepping up and giving more of her time to our great community.
Yeah, she's prolific.
Yes.
In
Good choice
spending
of
every
words,
time.
Steve.
Yes. And then rescheduling, because it was originally on the October 15th meeting and then got moved to last week's meeting, but the key individuals weren't available. So finally, you did the public hearing for the multiple modifications for Liquor World ultimately.
Yes, again, when they have these modifications, which in this case was change of manager, change of officers, directors. So this has been one that was on the 15th and on the 22nd, but got postponed because the applicant couldn't make the meeting on the 15th. And got moved to the 22nd. We continued it from the 22nd to last night, and we were able to finally hold the public hearing as the representatives were there, and we approved the modifications of their package store license. And again, it really was just one of those things that we have to do for the ABC. A change of license on the manager, change of officers, directors, and the change of stock. So all of that was accomplished last night. We had the public hearing, and then we followed by the actual license transaction itself, and it was approved unanimously by the council.
Kudos to the attorney whose name I don't recall at the moment, but it's certainly available in the video. But his brief presentation was succinct, and there were no council comments because it was so succinct. He already answered in terms of tip certification and all the other things that the council usually asks questions about if they're not mentioned.
That was a case of an attorney who has done this before.
Yes.
And so I as well appreciated the fact that he kind of answered everybody's normal questions in his presentation, and it was short and succinct for sure.
Definitely. Then you had one of those glorious happy moments with the Elk Riders coming back and presenting another check to the Veterans Service Department.
Yes, we did. And it's so nice. Our community is just so giving. And the Franklin Elks Riders are an organization. And, they're the motorcycle riders within the Franklin Lodge of Elks. And they come before us at least annually to and are always very giving from their rides. And they presented a check to the Veterans Organization last Veteran Services Department for $2,000 last night. And we just can't thank them enough for their continued support of our veteran service.
Yeah, nicely done. And I think Shannon calculated that over the years they've given 12,000, and that's quite a bit
Yeah, it sure is. And
for a
certainly
worthy
great.
cause.
Without question. So.
Then you had a relatively unique piece on the cannabis licensing, local approval process, and cannabis social equity policy. And apparently, all the communities who have cannabis, and we're certainly one of what, 130 or 40 or something, have to do this. Only one apparently has been approved so far. So we kind of use that as the model to make our submission.
Exactly correct, Steve. And Jamie alluded to it last night, where Shrewsbury is the only community that has an approval on this as we sit here. So we kind of modeled our application after Shrewsbury because it had been approved and made the necessary adjustments that we need to make to support what we have in our community and submitted that last night. So crossing our fingers and hoping that the it gets approved and it's all good. It's just it's been a wonderful opportunity for our community, this cannabis licensing. And I know many, many years ago the council had the foresight to identify parts of the community where these growing facilities and so forth can actually operate. And I think that was a very smart decision, and it's been great for the community. They've brought in many dollars for sure and
Yeah,
continue to bring it in.
the creation of the overlay district, and I recall even probably within the last year, because I remember Brian Taberner had stepped up. There were some minor modifications to the overlay district, depending upon based on some sale of the properties in and around the Forge Hill and Grove Street arenas where the overlay district is actually located. But to your point, yes, the revenue is welcomed, and hopefully will continue to grow as NEDA in particular continues to expand here, and then we have the opportunities for others to come in. If they've brought in, I think Jamie said about $500,000 in 1 year, that's we wouldn't have got anywhere else.
No, we would definitely have not received those dollars from anywhere else. So it's a great it's really been good for the community. And look forward to it continuing.
Indeed. And then you had a relatively technical matter in terms of setting the expenditure limits. You had already set up a revolving fund for the electric vehicle charging stations, and they're actually being used, which is one good thing. So we'll be getting some revenue that way. But technically, you needed to set a revenue or a expenditure limit to allow for the transactions from the fund to pay the bills, etc.
Exactly. And last night it was our opportunity to set those parameters, at least initial parameters for the revolving funds. And we set them so that, we're not coming back, every month or every meeting with having to approve the acceptance and the use of the funds. A prime example, and I think I used it offline with you a little while ago, the cable access, the PEG, something that just keeps coming and coming and coming.
Quarterly, yep.
Whereas what we tried to do here was set a limit so that it would only need to come a couple of times a year, so.
And it's like most other transactions, there's a fee associated with it. So you don't want to have to do too many of those.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And then into the town administrator's report, the two key items there were real estate transactions and the SNET extension completed. I mean, that's, I think, a record in terms of purchasing a railroad piece of property.
Without question, Steve, and that brought applause from the council and everybody in council chambers, and deservedly so. The finally owning that property is a wonderful thing for our community. And I have to say once again that I just can't thank our town administrator, our town attorney, and our administrative team for bringing this to closure so quickly. Because as you well know, these things, these dealing with railroads and so forth, are not easily done. And obviously, Jamie brought in our Congressman Jake Auchincloss and Jeff Roy and Becca Rausch. All of these folks helped us to bring this to fruition. And to have it announced at the last meeting of our term, that was a great, great piece of information to have the town administrator bring forward last night. So thank you again to Jamie and the team.
And I think that ties back to our prior discussion where in the prior meeting you had the crossing neighborhood district enumerated and all that zoning changes were enabled. Which should be an economic development opportunity. And now this is one of the key pieces to that because with the trail extension into that arena, there's a whole lot more. I mean, La Cantina is already there. There's some other businesses there. The Children's Museum is bursting at the seams already.
It's really going to help revitalize that area of our community, and really looking forward to some great things happening down there over the next few years or the next decade, so to speak.
And the other key piece, another financial transaction, was closing on the Franklin Ridge, which it brings in another 60 units of senior and affordable housing. And now that that's been signed, construction will begin hopefully within a few months. And in what, a couple of years, I think we'll actually have some more units online.
Fingers crossed that it all continues to flow that way. Obviously, the plan is now that we have that passed and in our hands, we can now move forward with construction, and we expect that to happen or start in the next couple of months. And we're hoping 18 months, but you and I both know that sometimes construction projects don't always go perfectly on schedule. So, between 18 months and 2 years is what we're kind of looking at to have those units online. And it's just a great, another great piece for our community.
It's interesting because I had talked recently with Doug Martin and Jake Stanley from the Water and Sewer Division. We did a update on water and sewer projects. And one of the pieces that plays into the Franklin Ridge that I hadn't fully appreciated, I knew they were putting in that new pump station that people see right by the ice rink going into the high school. That's to handle the Franklin Ridge piece going in. It does more than that. There's a pump station on the other side in the neighborhood that is scheduled to be removed. And instead of paying additional money to rebuild a new one, they built that one in front to provide the capacity of the other one. So we get two for one. And oh, by the way, it was state grant, cheap rates, and may even get some forgiveness on it. So that's a beautiful win-win-win that I don't think
It's,
has been heavily noticed yet.
you're absolutely correct. It is a great win. And so just kudos to everybody involved, and getting that off the ground, is get the shovels in the ground, I should say, is a great piece. So looking forward to it.
Definitely. And we kind of glossed over, I skipped over. We were going to start with citizens' comments, of which that took about 40, 45 minutes or so. Two key pieces coming out of that, I think, for the residents' awareness. There's a Caregivers Appreciation Day at the Senior Center, November 7th, from
Yes.
11 to 3. And that'll be the first time they're planning for more of those. But
Yeah.
that sounds like it's going to be a really good day.
Great event, and certainly applaud the efforts of the senior center staff in putting this Caregivers Appreciation Day together. And hopefully this is the first of many, but it's an opportunity for folks, as many people out there, as they alluded to last evening, that have a family member at home that they're the sole caregivers because they just don't aren't able to afford to go into a facility or whatever the case may be. And this is an opportunity for folks to say thanks to the caregivers out there that are taking care of family members as they get older in life.
And I'll put a plug in as well. Certainly, people can go back and watch the particular comment from Lynn O'Brien, but I also had an opportunity to talk and record a conversation with her yesterday. And it was one of the easier conversations to record. She just kept flowing with all that's going to happen that day. There is so much going on.
Oh, I know. It was incredible. So yeah, it's really, really, really good.
Yeah.
So
The only
please.
other side note is the regular activities on that day at the senior center are not going to be happening in order for this to take place. So I know they're doing some communications around to that effect, but just want to make sure people are aware of that.
Just an exciting opportunity. So I just really hope that the community takes advantage of this day at the Senior Center.
And then the other one, Sarah Amaral stood up to make a reminder that the Senior Center bus is available for rides to either early vote or to the high school to vote on Tuesday.
Exactly. And I thank Sarah afterwards for coming forward and reminding us of the fact that the bus is available for our seniors to go to early voting. Now, today and tomorrow's the last day for early voting. So today, tomorrow, the bus is available, but then it's available next Tuesday as well, election day, to make sure that any senior who wants to go to the polls or go to early voting has the opportunity to go.
And then while we mentioned the citizens' comments took about 40, 45 minutes, the council comments in respect that it's the last of your elected term this session. Council comments also went about 40 minutes in lieu of the recognitions of the three that are not returning and, accomplishments that have been made over the terms anyway, so.
Yeah, it was I kind of kept the agenda sh relatively short last night, for the to give the to give everybody the opportunity to certainly say thanks to everyone for this term, all of our counselors and the opportunity, and each and every one of them thanked our administrative team, our town administrator, and our fellow counselors. But then there was some special recognition for the three counselors that have, for one reason or another, chose not to run, those being Councillor Brian Chandler, Councillor Melanie Hamblin, and Councillor Kobe Frangillo. So they will certainly be missed. Their fresh approach to things. Again, it's I say this all the time to folks, you know, just give us people with passion for the community. Doesn't have to be the same passion, but a passion for the town of Franklin. And certainly those three folks exemplified the passion for the community.
And willingness to work
Yeah,
together, I think, was the
absolutely.
other key piece,
That's the
which
other piece. That's the other piece. Because you do have to put the hours in order to do the job. To do the job right, it does take a lot of hours. But certainly, I had an opportunity at the end to just thank all of my fellow counselors for, you know, the last 2 years, and we highlighted a few of the counselors highlighted the different accomplishments that have happened over the last 2 years. But then again, Councilor DeLarco brought back prior years, many prior years, things that we've been able to get accomplished as a group. And sometimes those things go unnoticed, or you know, you get something through, you pass something, you do change some zoning, whatever the case may be, and kind of gets forgotten. Because once it's done, it's off the table, you're moving on to the next. So it's always good to just sit there every once in a while and listen to the things that we have been able to accomplish in the last term. So the council has all got an opportunity to say thank you for all of that. The only thing, let me go back a little bit, Steve. We did skip over, and I apologize, but the second gift to
Ooh, yes,
Veterans
we did.
Services, we didn't touch on,
Nope,
and
sorry.
that
That's my fault too.
yeah, that's okay. But that gift acceptance was for $10,480, and it came from some individuals, but more importantly, a $10,000 gift from the Adirondack Club. And folks, we just can't thank the Adirondack Club and those other folks for their generous donations.
No, definitely. Oversight on my part. It was on the list. We just skipped over it. Oops.
Yeah. Well, I just noticed it and said, ooh, we forgot that one.
Well, and thank you as well. I hope that whoever the next council chair is, maybe it's you, maybe it's somebody else, continues these council quarterbacking sessions. I think they're beneficial for the community. Thank you personally as well. In my years of reporting, I haven't really seen a chair operate a meeting as successfully as you have. So thank you for all the time and effort that goes into conducting those meetings on our behalf for the multiple dollars that you get for it, which is the same that I get, which is zero.
Exactly. We'll triple our salaries in the next term, Steve. Three
That's right.
times zero, still zero.
Right.
But thank you, Steve, and it's been a pleasure to do these with you. Hopefully, we'll get to continue them. But if there is a different chair, going into the next term, I would hope and I would recommend to them to continue these quarterbacking sessions because I do think they serve a value to the community because it gives them an opportunity to listen to what's happened in the night before in 30 minutes and then pick and choose what they need to go back to the video or to the audio and get the full explanation from meeting prior.
Right. Because from time to time, and certainly some of the items are more legal, more esoteric, a little bit confusing. So by trying to do the condensation and saying, okay, what just happened? And what does it really mean for us as residents and taxpayers? Hopefully that has some benefit. And I know the readership, the followers, has been gradually increasing. So yeah, people are finding value in this. And thank you again for that.
And thank you, Steve. People, I know there's a lot of people out there, but not enough people understand the hours that you donate to the community, for the betterment of the community. And I know you do that because of your passion for the town of Franklin. So thank you for all you do as well.
So, thank you. Takes two to tango. And
Yeah.
the quick reminder, thank you certainly to listeners for participating and share the word as well to others. But we do this, as you said, because Franklin matters.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.